David Feehan heads the International Downtown Association. He's directed projects in Des Moines, Detroit, and Kalamazoo. Feehan says the downtown of the 1950s, with large department stores and office buildings, isn't the type of model he's promoting. Instead, he says, in recent years, cities have concentrated on getting people to live downtown.
And the timing of this couldn't be better, because right now, whatever position you have on climate change, downtowns are just more energy efficient and more helpful in terms of reducing carbon footprints than urban sprawl.
Several condominium projects are planned for downtown Green Bay. Pre-construction sales have been slower than expected, and some units cost $500,000. But Feehan says the high-density developments have hidden savings.
You're sharing the heat burden with all of the other units in the building. Then, on top of it, they're probably only needing one car, because one or more of the people there, if they're working, can walk to work. And they've increased their health quotient because they're walking more.
And Feehan says there's another type of green benefit. A study of a downtown redevelopment project in Des Moines showed for every $1 in tax incentives, downtown projects returned $19. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.